Hello and welcome to another edition of America Weekend. How are you doing today? It's Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
And we're spending time with you. You know what's so great about this weekend, Leslie? The tax debacle is over. April 15th was just a few days ago, right? Some people have filed extensions.
They had to.
They had no time.
They didn't get paperwork. Taxes are very complicated now.
Aren't they?
Everybody hates taxes because they feel like they have to pay. That's not why I hate taxes. I resent that I cannot do my own taxes. There's something wrong with a system of government which forcibly takes money from you, and you have to hire someone and pay someone for the privilege of doing that. My taxes are so complicated. I'm one person. The stack is 4 inches when I'm done, and I have a graduate degree in business.
And by the way, because you're such a humble woman, I have to interject. Leslie has a graduate degree from Harvard.
It's pathetic that somebody with my educational background cannot do her own taxes.
Well, all I can say, just for a point of view, is imagine if you were in Italy, because things are far more complicated there.
Do people do their own taxes?
I have no idea what they do. All I know is that bureaucratically, it's even more complicated.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, no, agreed. It's very difficult to do. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I don't understand my deductions. I don't understand how you file now for you have to have a special piece of paper that said you were covered for health care. Otherwise, there's another penalty. It's crazy.
And every year there are new laws,
yes,
and new regulations that you have to be up on. So this is why we must pay an expert, because otherwise we'd be in jail.
Yes, but thankfully that's
over
for another year.
It's over. Yeah. Okay, so now we have, relax. Have a little glass of wine, Leslie, you know, a little popcorn.
Right.
Tell us a story. Now, Leslie's going to tell us a story. This is the segment that we like to say news that you may have missed or didn't care about or somehow slipped through the cracks.
This one is related because it's about money.
Oh, there you go.
Yes,
see, perfect
there's
setup.
There's my segue.
Perfect setup.
A 13-year-old stole $25,000 from his grandpa, who kept it in cash under his mattress. The little devious 13-year-old found out where grandpa kept the cash, brought it to school, and passed out $100 bills to thousands of his classmates.
To his little pals.
Yep.
Little parting gifts for the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what a sweet child.
Yes. The police were called in. Of course, 13-year-old stole the cash from grandpa, who's 83 years
Aww.
Old. Yes. I don't know if there's going to be charges filed. They tried to get some of the money back. They've recouped about $7,000 of the money. Mm. He passed out quite a bit, not actually the full amount, but several students ended up with big wads of money.
I wonder how he distinguished between the big wads and just the little pieces of cash here
and
there.
I don't know. When the kids came home with their cash, some of the parents were concerned.
I think so.
When their 13-year-old came home with hot fists full of $100 bills and said, "I'm making it rain." Some parents were concerned. They contacted the school. They called the police. And that's how some of the money was recovered.
And where in the world was this, Leslie?
Where is Medina Township? I don't know.
Medina? It sounds like New Jersey. Is that New Jersey?
It actually doesn't say.
We don't know what state.
Yeah, no, I don't know what state.
All right. Well, if you know where Medina Township is in the United States, reach out to us.
Oh, I think it is New Jersey, Montville. It's near Montville.
Okay, that sounds like New Jersey.
Yes. So, but what I don't understand, it was the kid hoping to win a popularity contest? What did he hope to achieve by passing out $100 bills at school? Why didn't he just keep it?
Grandpa didn't need it, so, you know, it's under his bed. He can't be using it for much.
Was it a Robin Hood deal?
I'd love to interview this child.
What was he thinking?
Maybe that he would, you know, be ingratiated into their lives for a very long time. He can call in his chips.
Maybe.
You have to call in your chips at some point.
I guess so. Or he should have just kept it until he was bullied and then paid his way out of
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Not a smart child.
Well, all right. So he and Grandpa are on the outs, I guess, huh?
I'm sure.
Oh,
Grandpa's upset. Took him 83 years to save up 25 grand. I'm sure Grandpa's not happy.
Oh, poor baby. Well, these are the kind of stories you hear on America Weekend. This and much more coming up next with Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. California's CHP transferred new motorcycle course training, saying the former program was more about selling bikes than learning. A sneaky way to scare away potential new bikers. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic in one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma, my man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The California Highway Patrol has handed over motorcycle training to a company called Total Control Training. The CHP has mandated more emphasis on preventing crashes by what the cops say is being honest about the inherent danger involved in motorcycling. Hey, new riders already know their fun involves a certain amount of danger, so what is the point? Frightening new riders in an attempt to place fewer of them on the open road isn't training, and it certainly isn't biker-friendly politics. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you creative? If so, you probably procrastinate, according to a study in the Creativity Research Journal.
Researchers looked at an elite group of young scientists. The one thing they weren't worried about? Procrastination.
In fact, they actively procrastinated to improve their productivity. What's their secret? Like fine wines, ideas get better with age.
When you hold an idea in your head without actively working on it, you give your subconscious mind time to develop it further. You may be working on a routine task, but your brain is hard at work on your big idea.
Procrastination pays, so give your ideas time to ferment. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.